Are you an OnlyFans guy?
I've never been on this.
How come? Because you're too cheap?
No, it's a porn site, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going on that. I'm going to pay somebody for porn? You out of your mind? Do you not know porn is free?
Well, okay, I'm really glad you said that. That's a great argument. So a lot of people and scientists and people on Reddit and people all over the world are like, why would you pay for something that you can normally get for free? So they actually asked a bunch of OnlyFans regulars, you know, why would you pay? Like, what's the reason? Like, what's, you know, just, you can get porn for free. Like, this doesn't make any sense. I mean, some of these people are paying anywhere between $5 and $50 a month to see their favorite adult performer, to see the updates and to participate. I mean, $5 a month, I could see. That's not a lot of money. I mean, if you're really into somebody, that's cool. But $50 a month, I mean, that adds up over time, as you can imagine. And then I think you can pay a little more if you want them to do a little something-something for you.
You better come to my house and wash my clothes.
Well, not that.
I'm not watching somebody online and paying somebody. I think that's a small, but large, but a small population. You know, all you need is a 0.5% of the world's population that will do something like this, and you're making money. So, but 99% of other people are, it's just like radio. You can pay for premium radio, but that's a small portion of the population that do.
Right.
The rest of us get it for free. And it's not as good, but it's free.
So some of the OnlyFans fans were saying, well, you know, in real life, I've met this really attractive girl and we were talking and it was kind of cool. And I chatted her up and I started asking her questions and what turned her on. And she responded by blocking me everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So on OnlyFans, you could say, what turns you on? And they answer you. They don't block you. So that's one guy.
They also live on the computer. They can't come out of that computer. That's the problem.
Right.
If I'm just sitting here watching you, why wouldn't I watch free?
Let me give you some of the other reasons. One guy said, I like to support women who can't afford clothing.
Good point.
You know, because they're there pretty much almost naked. One guy had a very long explanation, but the bottom line is that he likes the personal attention. So that's the difference with watching porn. You're watching somebody else do something, and whatever they do, that's what they do. You can't control it. You can't say, you know what? Don't touch her there. Or don't do that there. Or can you use that toy? Or, you know what I mean? It's like, it's the personal attention that he really likes.
It's the same crowd that paid $3.99 a minute to talk to a girl on a phone.
That's right. Same crowd.
It's the same crowd. So that crowd is
20 years later.
It's the same. Those people are always going to be that small percentage of people that need, want attention. And I'm glad it's there. I mean, they're not out doing things that are illegal then.
Right.
So
that's true.
I'm glad it's there for them. I'm not going to be one of those guys because you're not going to get a dime out of me.
Another guy said he really enjoys personalized pornography. He said that's what it seems like. If you found a person insanely hot, you know, you could order a video from them or you can just keep watching them or they'll interact with you and you're like, wow, here's a super hot girl. As opposed to porn, if you see a super hot girl on porn, you don't interact with her. And then, you know, you've seen that video over and over and you're like, can you give me something new and something different? Another guy said, free range, farm to table, organic fair trade porn.
Mm-hmm. And I think these are the same people, same guys that may not have paid for it or may someday pay for it, but will go to a prostitute. I would never go to a prostitute. That's never going to happen. So I'm not even in that category at all. Even if I was in Vegas and the hottest chicks in the strip, no, I still wouldn't do it.
Oh, I was going to ask you, what if you were in Amsterdam where...
No, I still wouldn't do it.
Where it's legal and the girls are super hot.
No, because, okay, let's say the girl's a 10 and she's charging $50.
Okay.
I'll hook up with a 6 for free.
Right.
It's going to be the same outcome at the end. I'm still going to fall asleep happy.
But wait a second. But that's what one of these guys was saying, that when he goes out with women, he spends money on them and he doesn't always get laid in the end. You know, he'll go out with them. He'll dinner, drinks, lower your whatever. Standards.
Go out with a two. They'll do anything you want. They will do things that the prostitutes won't do because they're a two. So go out with
a 20
two.
For 20 bucks a month, he gets a 10 to do whatever he wants.
On the computer.
I know, but they interact the way you and I are interacting. And he doesn't have to worry about like meeting her mother or that kind of stuff, you know? That's her problem.
No, now I'm being judged by a girl that I'm paying on the computer that's thinking crap about me.
They don't judge you. That's the whole point.
They pretend
to like you. They pretend you're hot. They pretend they couldn't get enough of your D. Like
Hooter girls act the same way. But I don't go to Hooters. That's another thing. You know, I'm not unless.
Hi, can you call on me, please?
Yes, Cooper, please.
Didn't you marry a Hooters girl?
But I didn't meet her at Hooters. And that exactly because I got it for free.
Oh, you think it's for free? Yeah, that's hardly free. You've been paying for a long time, my friend.
Expensive Hooters waitress.